The California Water Institute at Fresno State helps all of us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about Prop 218, groundwater sustainability agencies, and why funding groundwater management has become a major issue in the San Joaquin Valley. Prop 218 was adopted by California voters in 1996, and it gives property owners and taxpayers a formal voice before certain local assessments, fees, or charges are imposed or increased. This means local agencies have to explain what they are charging, why they are charging it, how the amount was calculated, and how the money will be used. There is a public notice, a hearing, and in some cases, a protest or ballot process. This matters because local agencies need reliable funding to implement the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, better known as SGMA. SGMA was signed in 2014 to bring groundwater basins into long-term balance. Under SGMA, local agencies form GSAs and develop groundwater sustainability plans with critically overdrafted basins expected to achieve sustainability by 2040. While the states mandated that groundwater sustainability be achieved, no funding was provided to fix the overdraft. GSAs need money for developing the plan, administering the agency, monitoring wells, data systems, groundwater modeling, metering, outreach, legal work, reporting, and recharge projects. That's why many agencies have turned to Prop 218. An irrigation or water district, as well as GSAs, may propose a per-acre land assessment, a groundwater pumping fee, or a hybrid structure that includes both a baseline charge, a pumping charge. Some assessments are tied to specific projects like recharge basins, canal repairs, floodwater capture, or conveyance improvements. Recharge is one of the clearest examples. Groundwater recharge means adding water back into an aquifer, either naturally or through plant systems like recharge basins, flood ponds, unlined canal, agriculture fields, or subsurface systems. After wet years, the valleys often ask, how can we capture more floodwater before it leaves the region? The answer is infrastructure, and infrastructure costs money. Prop 218 is one of the ways local agencies try to pay for that work. So when a GSA proposes a 218, the question is not just how much will it cost? It is also what will it cost if we do nothing? No one likes new fees, but sustainable groundwater management requires monitoring, projects, coordination, and public trust. Prop 218 gives landowner a voice in that decision, while giving local agencies a path to fund the work ahead. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute over at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.